Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
So we intentionally steered away from politics when talking with Molly Curtis of Newburgh, and I think she was rather eloquent and poised and prepared in sharing her comments this morning. My opinion, I could be wrong. I've been wrong. How many times have I been wrong so far today? You stopped counting. No. You stopped counting, didn't you? This person texts to our personal cellular devices here. Thank you for having her on. She was fantastic. I cannot disagree with you. But let's pivot and talk about the politics of the decision. And our platform to do so is our question of the day. It's online at WVOMFM.com. It's on our Facebook and our Insta page this morning. And Paul Wolf has eyes on it.
Yes. Will the Secretary of State's decision to ban the citizen initiative Protect Girls Sports question from the ballot give Democrat for Governor Shana Bellows a boost in her party's primary?
I know that was long-winded, and I worded it that way, perhaps on purpose, to make sure that you understood all the nuance. And yes, I put boost in air quotes.
Yeah.
I just like the word boost. All right. And yes, I did use the word ban because we heard so much. Opponents of the efforts by Protect Girls Sports in Maine kept saying, you're trying to ban them. You're trying to ban them. Which, as we understood from the way that the citizen initiated petition was crafted, and even the wording provided by the Secretary of State's office to go on the paper attached to the clipboard, in which you very well, listener, may have picked up a pen and signed to see on the November ballot. It didn't talk about a ban at all, but headlines love to use ban. They love to use the word ban on the transgender issue about as much as they love to use the word, no, to avoid the word ban when talking about the data centers in our state. So we're going to ask you the question of the day at 1-800-966-1039. This person has already written to us their thoughts and texted it to us at 601-207-4478. Text us as well at 601-207-4478. Bellows will not, all uppercase N-O-T, Bellows will not garner extra support for her removal of Protect Girls Sports ballot question. One of her motives may be to cut down on conservative voters at the polls. 2026 midterms have similar dynamics to when LePage won in 2014 during the referendum on bear hunting and baiting. Dems lamented it was a factor in LePage's win because conservatives turned out in droves to support LePage, but also support bear hunting and baiting. Bellows' action will probably backfire. Before I go to the phones, are you seeing any interesting comments coming in?
Boy, that was a hot take, though.
Right?
Woo!
Bear hunting.
Woo!
Says the man that likes to hunt bears.
True.
You ever bear hunted?
Yeah.
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 Get one?
This year?
Did you catch one?
Actually, I am going to try to catch one this year. I'm going to trap one, hopefully.
Good luck with that, you and Teddy. What are you seeing online before we go to the phone lines?
Heather writes, her political party is probably thrilled with this decision. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to hurt her campaign. In fact, it may help.
I agree that the Democrats did not want to see this, similar to the fact that they do not want to have to address the plight of female, biological female inmates forced to share a cell with a transgender, a man who identifies as a woman, Andrew Balser. They can't address this. We can't acknowledge that it's there, because if we do, we have to confront that to our constituents and to ourselves when we look in the mirror. This is Maine's Morning News. What do you think? Will Bellows' decision to ban the question from the ballot give her a boost in the primary?
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. No, I actually think it's going to hurt them a little bit. I think that there's a split in the Democrat Party right now. I think a lot of the older and more sensible Democrats are not buying into this trans ideology. I think they understand that boys are boys and girls are girls, and there is a distinct difference, and I think they're going to lose members of their party.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, you've heard our question of the day, so let us ask you on the PDQ or telephone line. Do you think Bellows' decision to ban the question from the ballot will give her a boost in the primary?
I hope it doesn't, but I got to say, I used to work in some capacity with Secretary of State, and it's supposed to be a boring, like, bean counter type job, and the fact that we have a far-left person running the Secretary of State's office is very concerning to me.
Among the text messages coming to us, again, at 601-207-4478, I saw this one, maybe you saw this one too, Paul. She sealed her fate. Never be gov. Her office is incompetent, and she looks weak. I didn't see too much discussion in mainstream media about the fact, wait, isn't this the same office that said, yes, the questions, the ballot, go ahead? Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, oh, no, wait, hold on. Now that someone has complained and brought it to our attention, maybe that's good customer service. I don't know. I'm beginning to think there won't be a lot of room for airtime in the fall for TV ads. If you factor in the governor's race, the Senate race, and congressional races, perhaps the removal of this ballot question creates more airtime for other negative ads. Perhaps negative ads by Graham Plattner or someone else. Caller, hi, on the PDQ Door telephone line, coming to you to ask you the question of the day. Do you think Bello's decision to ban the question from the ballot will give her a boost in the primary?
Well, it may with the wackadoodles, but you got to look into this. Think long, think deep. You may disagree with Jenna Bellows, but she's not stupid, very Hillary Clinton-like. She kept it off the ballot because she knows damn well Republicans won't show up in droves like they would if it were on the ballot.
You're the second person to share that sentiment with us, and now we're going to give it even more consideration. This person writes, Rick, are you trying to steal Shenno's word salad skills in that question of the day? So, I know it's long. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be thorough. Caller, our question of the day asks, and again, I've shortened it, will Bello's decision to ban the question from the ballot give her a boost in the primary? What are you thinking?
I don't think it will give her a boost. I think it might hurt her just a hair. But I have a question. How come we're not hearing from these transgender gentlemen, well, they think they are, all the parents? You don't hear a word. They're not saying why they should use those bathrooms. I'd like to hear their explanation why a boy thinks he needs to use a bathroom for a female bathroom. And also, the parents. What is wrong with these parents? I thought they'd be defending their children, but I guess they must be ashamed of them because I know they wouldn't be living in my home. That's for damn sure.
1-800-966-1039. Seeing anything online, Paul Wolf?
Yes, indeed. Loretta says, I don't think it will change anything. Many are so sick of her antics that she doesn't understand why no one wants her for governor. She doesn't understand why Pingree got the Mills endorsement. It's a stunt. I don't think it's going to have any effect on her polling.
Sidebar, people, you do realize that all the Dems have to do is take southern coastal Maine and Portland and maybe one or two other spots. That's all they have to do. Perhaps Bangor, part of Lewiston. Get those absentee ballots in, Scott, doodler in chief. That's all they have to do. That's it. So while rural Maine, classic Maine, Carhartt plaid cap on Maine has great concern about this, the hive mind of greater Portland up toward Bath Brunswick, maybe now well crept beyond Rockland, Rockport, up to Camden, Belfast, and yeah, part of Hancock County. It's all they got to take. That's where they're going to put their signs. That's where they're going to campaign. That's where they're going to focus. That's where you're going to see the Maine People's Alliance go door to door and do the knocking.
The ground game we keep talking about.
David Whitney, I hope that portal that you told us of can begin to counter the ground game that the Democrats now own, right? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, did you read the item from Steve Robinson of the Maine Wire about notaries and how absentee ballots, again, will be the factor in the coming election?
No, I'm going to have to read up on that.
Oh, it's worth a read. If he weren't right out straight right now, I'd love to have him on to give us a primer on that. But that's good reading when you wrap your mind around it. This person writes to us, the Patagonians have more power than the L.L. Beaners. Oh, that is sweet.
Wow.
We're going to stand up and applaud that right there.
Woo.
True.
Wow.
For those that don't understand the reference, it's Patagonia money that's fueling or funding the Natural the Natural Resources Council of Maine and that damn poor damn deal.
Wow.
That's why Maine should have an electoral college by county.
Oh. Hmm. Huh. That was another interesting take there.
Yeah. Caller, hi. Let us ask you. Will Bellows banning the question from the ballot give her a boost in the primary?
I think every blessed NGO, Maine People's Alliance, Patagonia, the Natural Resource Centers, everything in Maine is going to come out of the woodwork, because this is sort of a do or die. Fraud is the word. Do they want that to be oversight? If they don't win, guess who faces the gallows or the guillotine?
Doug writes to us, it's time for a two-state solution. Katrina, can I read your text message on the air? State Representative Katrina Smith sending a text message to us. We can 100% take the majority. I see a clear path to it throughout our districts. We have amazing candidates that are already knocking on doors and speaking to neighbors about what really matters. People don't want our states to fail any further. The House can be ours. And Katrina makes the point. Right now, the way the state is structured, the majority party in the House of Representatives gets the power to elect the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and pick the state auditor. Am I missing a constitutional officer in there?
I think you got the big ones.
They're the big three, I think, yeah. Right? They're Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the three most important people in the universe. $10 if you can tell me without Googling who were in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the three most important people in the universe. And she's right. And we've heard people suggest that. Larry Lockman has suggested that instead of blowing money on petitions, maybe the Republicans would be smarter to invest in and support those who are running for specific House races, that the GOP can then win the House. Because that's a big step toward avoiding situations like we're talking about this morning. Caller, you get the last word. Do you think Bellows banning the question from the ballot is going to give her a boost in the primary?
No, I think she's going to get what she's going to get. But I'll tell you guys, Paul, I don't know about you. Rick, I know about you. You got kids. Get the hell out of this godforsaken state.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.